So is there really no respect for IP in China?
Again, it really, in my mind, it depends a lot on how level the playing field is. For sure, there are unscrupulous people in China that will steal something to make money, and you know, if there's a profit to be had, it can absolutely be copied. That there's no question. But again, they're in it for the long term, and so if they believe that they're in a fair situation that will be in the long run profitable for all parties, and are being treated fairly, I think that there's much less of a concern over the IP issues than a lot of foreign firms believe there is. And so for sure, it's something that does require due diligence, and it's something that does require monitoring and management of, but that is not an obstacle that can't be overcome. It's, in my mind, not something that should restrict business in China. It's just something that needs to be considered and managed.
If you were advising any foreigner working with China, then what would the sort of words of advice be?
Well, first of all, accept that, you know, and this would be the same as going into any other foreign country, you know, accept that things are different, you know, be open and understand that things are different. Exercise patience, work on communications. I would say that a huge percentage of the problems are due to lack of understanding and lack of patience in the communications process. From a cultural and language point of view, there's massive differences between specifically China and Brazil, if you want to look at that, or other non-Asian countries. And so there's a lot of room for misinterpretation and misunderstanding. And then specifically when you start getting into some of the high-tech and IT-related industries, the language barrier even becomes maybe more interesting when you consider that Chinese is an extremely old language and doesn't actually have words for a lot of the newer technologies. And so, even in a pure Chinese contract, you'll see the word internet written in English because there isn't a Chinese word for it. So that communication becomes even more complex. So exercising patience and being open and honest and trustful, I think, is really... some of the keys that I would say that patience, and really work to understand and communicate as openly as possible. And as long as everyone understands what the intended long-term outcomes are of a business relationship, there is absolutely no reason to not be successful in China.